News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
4 out of 5 women believe they have a sixth sense, according to a new study on research about gut feelings. Psychologist and lecturer in TU Dublin, Leslie Shoemaker. Are they right?
It's not just women. Let's throw this net a little bit wider. We do have a gut instinct, which some people would refer to as a sixth sense. Oh, then I'm thinking about twins and the weird studies around twins and their kind of telepathy things. So that's a whole different.
Ciara Kelly thinks she has a sixth sense. She said this earlier on the show. So could she be right? I kind of rolled my eyes behind her back, of course.
It's convenient she's not here.
It is. Oh, I wouldn't be saying it if she was.
You know what? Moms seem to have that special sixth sense.
I kind of do get that. I get that. Now, my wife would say that's because she listens and is present as opposed to on her phone checking the latest football result or whatever. And there's probably something to that, is there?
Well, I think women are still research would tell us women are still the primary caretakers. Yes, that is changing, with things like paternity leave and things. That's going to take time. But at the moment, the bulk of the work still goes with women. They're the ones spending the time with the kids. But our gut instinct, it's really, really interesting because the technology's getting to the point we can start researching these things. And there's a guy named Pearson, and he actually has a book. It's called The Intuition Toolkit, Joel Pearson. And he's been looking at this for the last 20 years. And he refers to your gut instinct as your brain's working at super speed. We don't even realize it. And what it's doing is we go into a new situation and your brain's taking all your past experiences, thoughts, feelings.
Oh, it's like a central processing unit. Chugging away, basically.
Big data for our brain.
Processing everything.
And it's doing these super quick analysis of new experience with
old
experience.
We're talking nanoseconds here, are we?
Yeah. And that's what creates our gut instinct. I mean, I'm sure you've had the experience. You meet somebody and you're like, oh, I don't like them.
Yeah. So even though it's called a gut instinct, is it actually your brain basically processing everything really, really quickly?
Yep.
Although you often feel it in your stomach, I suppose.
We do, which is, by the way, where the bulk of our serotonin receptors are, which is, linked to mood.
Okay.
It's not our brain. It's in our gut.
Okay.
So I think that's why a lot of it comes out in our gut.
So should we trust our gut then? Should we trust that intuition? Or is there a danger about overly trusting your intuition and not doing the research or whatever?
You hit the nail on the head. You know what? Moments of where you're really upset, really distressed, don't trust your gut. That's an emotional response.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Not a
yeah,
gut instinct.
Sense.
You're
yeah.
clouded. Research is telling us, and this may be why more women are saying they have this gut instinct, this sixth sense. They're linking good gut instinct with high emotional intelligence. I'm being very gendered, apologies, because lots of men have great emotional intelligence.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say women have higher emotional intelligence than men. I think we can agree on that.
I haven't seen any research that would say that.
Really?
So, no, not recently. Daniel Goleman is always pumping out some good stuff in that area. But the other thing is, if it's a situation where there's just high stakes, if you're going to put a lot of money into stocks.
Don't do that in gut instincts.
No. No.
Okay. We were chatting during the break there. You told me a really interesting story about you and your sister.
My niece, she's just over 20 now. She was born on the bank holiday weekend just over 20 years ago. And it was really weird. She wasn't due for a couple of weeks. And I woke up on the Sunday and I knew I was buying her a clutter ring. And I woke up and I literally sat bolt up in bed. It was the strangest experience. And I was like, I have to buy the ring today. Can't buy it tomorrow. I have to buy the ring today. No ifs, ands, or buts. So I got in, into town as quickly as possible, bought this particular clutter ring I'd picked out. Very pleased with myself. And then the next day, I was with friends. We were sitting on the beach in Skerries on a bank holiday Monday. And every time my phone beeped, I was jumping. And my friends were like, what's wrong with you? And I'm like, something's going to happen today. Something's going to happen today. And my dad rang and my sister had gone into labor and we have my niece.
So is that, you're a scientist. You're a psychologist. This isn't a, you felt it somewhere.
Yeah.
Is it because of your Was it a sisterly thing, do you think?
We think so. I mean, oddly enough, Megan and I have never had the experience again.
Right. It was just this one time.
It was just this one time.
And to play devil's advocate here, like, could it be just, you know, you were, obviously you were, you know, you were slightly worried about your sister. She was going into labour for the first time. You were maybe a little bit anxious and that maybe you were over...
No, it wasn't even on my radar, to be honest. It was because my niece wasn't due for a couple more weeks. So, you know, poor Megan was thinking she was having Braxton Hicks. And then it was like, uh-oh, I'm not having Braxton Hicks. And she gave birth quite quickly. Bless her.
So, look, there is science behind this. There is
science.
Because I was a little skeptical when I saw it. And then I kind of thought, actually, do you know what? A lot of decisions I make are kind of gut instinct decisions.
Yeah, I think that there are certain professions I think that it would lend to more than others. Like in my own practice, I would rely on gut instinct a lot. But then I've been working. I've had my business since January 1995. So
that's a lot of data in the brain that's been processed.
Whereas for the first couple of years, I was very get out the textbook, read up. I didn't trust my gut because I didn't have those experiences. So I think as we get older, I think we begin to appreciate our gut more because we're more seasoned.
So the kind of the moral of the story is trust your gut, except in moments of high emotion, then...
Yeah, or high stakes.
High stakes.
Really, go do your homework with a high emotion. Go take a break for 20 minutes. You know, and I'm thinking about Daniel Goleman. His research was the original research talking about how in high emotional situations our brain gets hijacked. He had a great way of explaining it. So we need to take 20 minutes out, half an hour, go for a walk, calm down, and then revisit the situation.
Okay. Good advice. Psychologist, lecturer in TU Dublin, Leslie Shoemaker. Thank you so much for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know your own stories of where your gut instinct came into play. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.